It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Yes. Pastor Andrum Kandawira, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Pastor. You heard our question. Our question for today is, what does it mean to be a good steward of God's resources?
All right. It's a beautiful question. And like you said, a very simple question. To begin with, I like the fact that the question itself acknowledges that the resources are God's in the first place.
Right.
And so what it means to be a good steward is, first of all, acknowledge that the resources belong to God. And then in the second instance, it simply means to be faithful. And so stewardship is about managing the resources God has entrusted to us. And so we are simply managers of the resources that God has put in our hands.
Mm.
And because of this, to be good stewards is simply to be good managers. So we manage the resources as though it all depends on our management. But we are doing it as if we are doing it in service to God. And so the Bible simply says this about good stewardship. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. It simply says, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. That's all the Bible says about it. And so faithfulness, however that you
interpret it,
faithfulness to be.
Yeah, yeah.
However you interpret faithfulness, right, in line with the word of God. And so does your interpretation align with God's interpretation of faithfulness? If it does, all you are required to do as a steward is simply be faithful in your management of the resources of God, knowing that they actually belong to God, but they are entrusted to you, not any other. It is you God has entrusted, and it is you that God will ask an account from. And so that's all it simply means. That's all it takes, an acknowledgement that the resources are actually not ours, but we are managing them on behalf of God, and we are faithful in doing so. That's what it takes to be a good steward.
So the word good sounds fairly subjective, and that definition of good,
yes,
may vary from person to person. What is the biblical definition of good? I say this because to a parent with 21st century sensibilities, to kill your firstborn son is being a bad steward of your family. And yet we know,
exactly,
that with Abraham, the father of faith and the father of Isaac, he saw it to be a good steward to kill his son. Granted, he never did, but he was ready, willing, and able to do it. So there are variations there of values, which I need you to ground for us in Scripture. How do we define good as Bible-based 21st century Christians?
Great. Good question. In Abraham's case, God instructed him. And so he was willing to do it because it was an instruction from God. And so in our case, good is that which God says is good, that which Scripture says is good. And so, for example, you have land. The utilization of land has to align with how God, what God would approve as the use of that land. And
right,
so when we speak of goodness, it must align with the word of God. And so it must be as God sees it. That
right
is why we are not just to interpret faithfulness according to our wishes, but it must align with God's interpretation of faithfulness.
Okay.
And so without beating about the bush,
yeah,
it is simply about, is it all right in the sight of God? There's a scripture that comes to my mind right now, but I could be going off tangent, off away from the question. But it's simply about scripture that talks about Zacharias being faithful in the sight of God. And because of that, wherever we find scripture saying somebody was faithful, their faithfulness is really in the sight of God and not in the sight of man.
Okay.
And so, however subjective good may be, it must align with how God would interpret it. And so God's interpretation is what makes good good, and not how we choose to interpret it. And so the example you gave about Abraham, his willingness to sacrifice his son was because God said so. And so if God says it is good, then it is. If he says it is not, then it isn't good. So our interpretation must align with the word of God.
That's slightly unfair, though, Pastor. Abraham heard from God. He heard the voice of God. With us, we don't hear the voice of God. How are we going to know if my use of my car or the use of my house is good stewardship? I mean, I don't have God talking to me
I'm happy that you've asked that question.
Yes.
I'm glad you've asked that question, because actually we should be hearing God speak, because he says himself, hear him. When Jesus is on the mountain, Matthew 17, verse 7 and 6, the Bible says, God speaks from heaven, this is my beloved son. Speaking to the disciples, really, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.
Mm.
And so God instructs us to hear his son. Yes, Abraham heard God speak.
Right.
But we too must hear the son of God through scripture speak to us.
Okay.
And so where we find a definition of good or faithfulness is really in scripture. Jesus speaking to us through scripture.
Right.
And so we may not hear the voice as Abraham did, but we should hear the voice of the Spirit in the words in Scripture as we read Scripture, because that is the voice of the Son of God, whom God says we should hear, because he chooses now to communicate through his Son and not any other else.
Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Pastor. Appreciate your wisdom. Talking to you tomorrow. Looking forward to your hands up for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Pastor.
Thank you so much, and a wonderful day to you too.
Thank you very much, Pastor Andrew Mkandawire there.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.